This is USA News. I'm Julio Flores. A federal judge is sanctioning former President Donald Trump and his attorneys over $900,000. U.S. District Judge Donald Middlebrooks wrote the order on Thursday, saying Trump and his legal team have a continuing pattern of misuse in the courts as Trump tries to prove Hillary Clinton attempted to undermine the 2016 presidential election. Middlebrooks found Trump and his lawyers jointly liable in using the courts to seek revenge on political adversaries before hitting them with a near-million-dollar sanction. President Biden is offering his support to the people of California after storms slammed parts of the state in recent weeks. During his trips to the Central Coast on Thursday, Biden said officials are cautiously optimistic that the worst of the storms is over. The series of atmospheric rivers brought heavy flooding and left at least 21 people dead. Biden toured some of the damage and met with first responders, noting that FEMA and other federal help are on the ground. The president added that if anyone doubts climate change, then they must have been asleep for the last couple of years. The U.S. won't be sending tanks to Ukraine to its newest aid package on Thursday. Pentagon Press Secretary Sabrina Singh said it doesn't make sense to give Ukraine tanks at this point in their ongoing battle with Russia. Singh told reporters the time and cost it would take to maintain the American tanks wouldn't be helpful to the Ukrainians right now. Ukraine has so far been working with older Soviet-era tanks, but President Zelensky has been asking for upgraded versions for months now as he expects a big offensive attack in the coming spring. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is confident the U.S. will not default on its debt. His comments come as the U.S. hit its debt ceiling today, prompting the Treasury Department to suspend new investments in some federal retiree funds. McConnell told reporters in Louisville, Kentucky, Congress will come to a resolution to raise the debt limit before the Treasury exhausts its extraordinary measures in June. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Alec Baldwin could be facing 5 years in prison for the deadly 2021 shooting on the film set of Rust in New Mexico. Today, Baldwin was charged with two counts of involuntary manslaughter for the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. She was shot and killed when Baldwin fired a prop gun loaded with a real bullet. Baldwin has yet to make an official plea, but he has always maintained his innocence. Hannah Gutierrez Reed, the person in charge of prop guns on the movie set, is also facing the same charges as Baldwin. A benefit concert honoring the recently deceased Backstreet Boys singer Aaron Carter is raising big bucks for charity. The event, organized by Aaron's siblings, Nick and Angel Carter, celebrated the life of the singer and raised awareness for mental health issues after Aaron was found dead in his bathroom from possible overdose. Nick and Angel were joined by Backstreet Boy bandmate A.J. McLean, NSYNC's Lance Bass, 98 Degrees' Jeff Timmons, members from O-Town, and more during the concert. The show raised over $150,000 for the charity On Our Sleeves, which helps children facing mental and emotional health crises. The White House will not negotiate on raising the debt ceiling. The White House Deputy Press Secretary said Congress must act to do so without conditions. Her comments come as many Republicans in the House had demanding spending cuts to increase the limit. The debt ceiling refers to the maximum amount the U.S. government can spend on its existing obligations. A draft report out today says the High Court has no clue who leaked the draft. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
If you like burritos, which you do because everyone does, you should try Taco Bell's Chipotle Ranch and Salsa Verde grilled chicken burritos. These masterpieces start with a warm flour tortilla that we stuff with grilled chicken. But the real stars here are the bold sauces, Chipotle Ranch or Salsa Verde. In fact, the chicken is the stage upon which these sauces shine. Like this mic is a stage for me to spotlight my theatrical range. Two chicken burritos, two bold flavors, $2 each. Order on the Taco Bell app. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only. Contact local store for prices, hours, and participation, which vary. Tax extra while supplies last.